Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, send forth your word into our ears that it may bear fruit in our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. So what do you picture when you hear the words, "Look carefully then how you walk"? What does it mean to walk carefully? Perhaps you picture a soldier trying to navigate a minefield, scanning the ground for any signs of a trigger or explosion before each step, where one false step could end it all. Maybe it's more like a spy sneaking through the woods, trying to avoid stepping on any twigs whose snap would give away his location. Maybe you picture a child proudly holding a cup of juice with no lid. Oblivious to Newton's laws of motion, she boldly steps forth without a care in the world as the liquid spills over the sides and onto the floor. Or a waitress expertly delivering 5 cups of water to the table without spilling a single drop. Maybe you picture someone trying to make it safely across an icy parking lot to their car, shuffling more than walking, trying to keep their weight centered above their feet so that they don't go sprawling down in a heap. While all of these are helpful images of what it might look like to be careful how you walk, perhaps the most helpful image comes from the Psalms, the picture of careful steps in the dark, walking through the campground with a flashlight, trying to make it to the bathroom without tripping over the tree roots, navigating a cave by lantern light, trying not to lose your balance on a loose rock or a portion of the cave wall that juts out into your path. And how many times have you seen the victim fleeing danger in a scary movie, only to watch as they trip and fall over some obstacle that was hidden in the shadows? If only they had some light. If only they could see what was on the path ahead of them. Paul draws a similar imagery in today's epistle reading. He draws on the idea of walking, the image of a path, imagery that's foundational to how the Jews of his day understood life, imagery that's still prominent in Judaism even to this day. To this day, the Jews describe the ideal life as halakha, which is a Hebrew word related to walking or the path. It's all over the book of Proverbs, phrases like, "Walk in the way of good. Do not walk in the way of evil. Whoever walks with integrity walks securely." Or think about God's covenant with Abraham. God tells the patriarch that he and his descendants are to walk before him and be blameless. It's in the Psalms. The Psalms open with a blessing on those who walk not in the counsel of the wicked. Psalm 119 opens with similar language. "Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the instruction of the Lord." For the Old Testament people of God, to live was to walk. Life was a journey. And you could try to trudge through the rough places, but how much better to stay on the path that the Lord has prepared for you? And so, in today's epistle reading, Paul, who is fluent with the language and style of the Old Testament, tells the Ephesians something similar. Look carefully how you walk. It's good advice. But the danger for us is the same danger that seduced the scribes and the Pharisees of old. It's the danger of hearing that word walk and assuming it refers entirely to our behaviors, entirely to our actions. The Pharisees thought they could walk in wisdom by observing the law, by meeting its demands. And so they prayed when they were supposed to pray. They washed when they were supposed to wash. They rested when they were supposed to rest. They wore what they were supposed to wear. And they lived how they were supposed to live. Or so they thought. What do we think? What do we think when Paul tells us to watch carefully how we walk? Is it as simple as following the steps outlined in the other verses of this section? Verse 3 says, "Sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you." So don't do that. Verse 4, "Let no filthiness or foolish talk or crude joking, which is out of place, come out of your mouth, but instead, let there be thanksgiving." Verse 6, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. Is being careful how we walk simply a matter of not doing things we shouldn't do and doing the things we should? That's not what Paul means. Because notice that Paul's emphasis isn't really on the walking. He doesn't say, walk carefully. He says, look carefully how you walk. There's a lot wrapped up in that little word, look. The Greek there is the word blepo. It implies the ability to see something that you couldn't see before. Most of you know that my family spent the last few days dropping off Elizabeth at college in Mississippi. Now, I'm not sure that anyone else in the car ever cared, but the whole way there and the whole way back, every time we crossed into a new state, I shouted into the back seat, look! Look at the sign that Texas is coming into view. The sign that says, welcome to Louisiana. Each time we could see something that we couldn't see before. Perhaps a better image would be a picture of a group of travelers in the dark. One of them thinks he sees something on the ground. So he turns the flashlight to illumine what appears to be a rattlesnake coiled around her eggs. Look, he says. And what he means isn't notice or observe. What he means is respond accordingly. He could say something like, hey everyone, now that you know there's a protective snake down there that will probably bite anyone who gets too close, let's take the long way around. He doesn't say that. All he needs to say is, look. So also Paul. Look. And look carefully how you walk. What exactly does Paul want us to look at? Simply at the path ahead? Like a mother trying to escape a baby's room at nap time without stepping in any squeaky toys? Do you see sexual immorality? Veer right. Oh, is that impurity and covetousness ahead? Better step over it. Is that filthy talk and crude joking? Gonna have to change course. Well, it's not 100% the wrong way to think about it. It's not 100% right either. Consider what Paul says next. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Not as unwise, but as wise. Paul exhorts us to wisdom. And wisdom is not the same thing as knowledge or understanding. It's more like the application of knowledge or understanding. One can fail in wisdom by acting impulsively, but one can also fail by not acting at all. So Paul exhorts us to walk in wisdom, to apply the knowledge and the understanding that he just spent four chapters outlining in great detail. Remember, this reading comes at the end of this epistle. He has spent so much time reminding the Ephesians, reminding us that we are the forgiven, the redeemed, the baptized children of our Lord. That we who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. That it is by grace we have been saved through faith, and this is not our own doing. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that none of us can boast. That Jesus has broken down the dividing wall of hostility between God and man. Look, Paul says, look at these realities. This is who you are. And so walk that way. In one place where Luther preaches on this text, he encourages us to faithfully consider what is required of us by going not just to the Ten Commandments, but also to the Creed. For Luther and for Paul, walking in wisdom includes more than just behavior, more than just following the laws of the Lord. It includes remembering the Creed, remembering who God is, remembering what he has done for you. That's what Paul does in the next verses. He says, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Well, don't forget that the whole first section of Ephesians is the argument that the will of God is your salvation. Paul basically says, look carefully how you walk, remembering that God wills your salvation in Christ, who has already died in your place. Don't foolishly and carelessly cast that aside. And next he says, do not be filled with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. But how is one filled with the Spirit? It's not through the things we do. It's through the gift of baptism. the preaching of the Lord's word of forgiveness. The Spirit is given to us as a gift. So again, what Paul is basically saying is, look carefully how you walk, remembering that you are filled with the Spirit. So stay filled with the Spirit. Keep having your sins forgiven. Let that forgiveness fill your soul with God's Spirit. Feed on the body and blood of your Savior for the forgiveness of your sins, and be filled with God's Spirit. Do not be foolishly filled with wine or the things of this world. Be filled with the Spirit of God, who is given to you through your Lord's word and sacraments. And so Paul's exhortation to look carefully then how you walk actually isn't all that different from the prayer we often use after communion. Lord, help us to walk in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. His encouragement to the Ephesians is the same encouragement to the body of Christ from all times and all places. Look, he says, blepo, pay attention. Look at your forgiveness. Look at your righteousness. Look at your Savior and all that he gives you without any merit or worthiness in you. And then walk the path in that knowledge. Walk worthy of the calling you have as a child of God. Walk in wisdom. Don't try to earn your salvation by the steps you take. Return to the Lord for forgiveness. Live in love toward the people around you. Let your life be molded into the shape of God's design. His design for you, his design for his church. So look carefully how you walk. Yes, look and try to avoid the potholes and the obstacles that might trip you up. But also, look up. Look around you at the people who walk with you, for you do not walk alone. And look at the one who leads you. Follow his voice. His word is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. And his word tells you, you are loved, you are forgiven, and you are his. And so look at that reality. Walk in that reality. Let your journey down life's path be awash in the freedom of the gospel. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life eternal. Amen.